Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
I'm Renee Stoddard Fleming. I'm 53, and I am interviewing my dad today.
And I am George Stoddard, age 77.
So, Dad, I thought I would talk to you a little bit about 1991. You've said often it was a year of turbulence for you and in a lot of ways changed your life.
My wife and I returned from Atlanta. We were living outside of Atlanta at the time. And I had been an airline pilot for Eastern Airlines for 28 years, and we got home and there was a voice message on my telephone which simply stated, "Captain Stoddard, you do not have to show up for your trip tomorrow. We're shutting the airline down tonight at midnight." And at 55, all of my flying skills were not really very saleable in the market because there were a number of younger pilots that were out there that I would be competing against. So we considered and thought carefully and decided that maybe I should go back to college at that age and try and get some degrees and some education and restructure my life. Then in November of that year, 1991, I got a call from one of my daughters, Cindy, and she uttered words that shook my life up completely. And she said, "Dad, I've got AIDS." And it was a shock because at the time in this country, it was
heterosexual,
it was a
with
disease.
Children,
yeah.
did not get AIDS. I looked at our family and we all were of us, many of us, afraid of AIDS and not sure what to do.
And at the time, I have to say, I didn't know a lot about AIDS. She expressed to me she was concerned about even telling me about it because she was afraid that, given the stigmatization against that disease, that she would be condemned. I would visit as often as I could Salt Lake and be with Cindy, and I was able to attend some of her support groups. For the most part, the other members of the group were, in fact, gay men. She chose to try and be helpful to others. Yeah, she became an important part of the Utah AIDS Coalition. My faith was that if I helped people in Atlanta, then there would be people in Salt Lake City who would help my daughter. And I realized right away that if I was going to learn about this disease, I had to go to the gay community because they certainly had lived it in a very serious way. So I made an appointment to go into the Atlanta Gay Center in Atlanta to meet with the counselor there to talk about AIDS and so forth. And I'm sitting in the Gay Center. I'm the only straight guy in the room, and there were five or six other guys all there seeking counseling. And I have to admit, I felt very uncomfortable. Well, I was afraid. Are these people going to hit on me? And the counselor that I had an appointment with was tied up, and she was busy with another client. The chair of the Gay Center, the head person in the Gay Center, sensed my discomfort. It must have been obvious. And he came out and invited me into the back. He and I sat in this small little corner of a room, and I just poured my heart out to him, just asking questions, questions, questions. And he was one of the most compassionate people I've ever met in my life. And after we talked for a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes, he asked me the question, "And how are you doing, George?" Which was the first time that anyone had asked me, "How am I doing?" And so that was the beginning of my journey as a supporter in the gay community. I was able to serve a year's internship in Atlanta at this agency. Later on, when I was counseling with a young man, and somehow we got onto the issue of my love for my wife, and he asked me a question. I remember this moment. It's one of those moments in life. And he just asked me this question, "George, can you understand that my love for my partner is no different than your love for your wife?" Now, this is a man. This was a man who was facing death. He had AIDS. For obvious reasons, it seems to me now, that just really hit home.
And these are all things we would have missed had we not had Cindy.
Cindy Stoddard Kidd died in 1995, just as the life-saving cocktail was in the final clinical trials for persons living with AIDS. Her husband, Brian, and their children never contracted the HIV virus. Her father, George, moved to southern Utah with his wife, where he continues his work as a gay activist. In 2012, Equality Utah honored him for his diligent advocacy for gay rights.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.